The mayoral race in Boston is about to begin this year in earnest. Boston City Councilor Tito Jackson from Roxbury will challenge Boston Mayor Marty Walsh in this fall's election. He formally announces his bid today, but Jackson is already out with a video that outlines some of his goals.
I will ensure that our government is run with integrity, a city that promotes and protects people living with dignity, and that invests in education for all students.
Jackson bills himself as the progressive choice for mayor. In response to the city councilor's challenge, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh had this to say.
I have a very strong progressive record, and I will certainly stand by that, and I think I'm going to continue to do what I do every single day.
Joining us this morning to size up the race is attorney and former Boston City Council President Larry DeCara. Good morning, Larry. Thanks very much for coming in.
Great to be here, Bob.
Let me ask you, are you surprised that Tito Jackson got in? We've known for a couple of weeks he was considering it, and now he seems to be pulling the trigger.
I am surprised. The odds are against anyone who challenges an incumbent mayor, but he's in it, and he's an experienced political operative. And I expect he'll have a ground game. It'll be a great campaign.
But he is only a district councilor. He's not an at-large councilor in Boston, so therefore he hasn't campaigned citywide. Is that a challenge in itself?
Absolutely. It's a challenge because it's a big city, 683,000 people. He represents about 10% of them. But this is a young man who has been in politics most of his life. He was a field organizer for Deval Patrick. So I expect there'll be a good ground game.
Lay out the arguments you think that each candidate might make in this election, at least at the start.
Marty Walsh will argue that the city is growing in terms of people, the economy is robust, unemployment is low, and although there are problems, they are minimal compared to the other cities of this country. And Tito Jackson will say it's time for a change and that someone should have a new perspective. I expect there'll be some arguments about the schools. Tito has a lot of his constituents who have children in the Boston Public Schools, and about half the schools have some problems. That's a state estimate.
Tito Jackson is, of course, African American and is expected to highlight issues of inequality in the city. Do you think that race might be a significant issue in this contest?
I don't think so. I was on the city council in 75 in the midst of the city's worst troubles when I think race was an issue. I don't think it really is in the city today. Income inequality is a national problem. I've written about it. I've lectured about it. Professor Putnam's written a book about it. It's a much bigger issue that can be solved on a local level.
You pointed out earlier that unseating an incumbent mayor in Boston is not easily done. In fact, it hasn't been done for decades in this city. What's the most significant challenge, then, that Jackson faces as he tries to buck history?
An incumbent mayor such as Marty Walsh has visibility of almost 100%. In this year, unlike 75, the closest election in the past 70 years, the city is in very good shape financially. Most everyone is working who wants to work. It's a very difficult chore when times are good, and I expect that'll make it more difficult for any challenger.
So what's the best argument a challenger can make then this time around?
Probably the best argument is it's time for a change. Seemed to work for a fellow named Trump.
Other than change, is Marty Walsh vulnerable on any other issue that you see?
Not on significant issues, in my opinion, because the city is doing so well. This is a city where the tax base has increased significantly during his administration. We have $5, $6 billion of construction underway. There are help wanted signs everywhere. People are looking for folks to work at jobs. The trades are fully occupied. We have companies moving into Boston, things we would have salivated about in the 70s when people were exiting the city. Our population is higher than it has been since the early 60s. So there's a lot of good things about Boston, not only compared to our own history, but compared to the other great cities of this country.
So Tito Jackson gets in as of today, entering the mayor's race. Do you expect other candidates in this field?
I have not heard any other names. That does not mean there won't be other candidates. But I expect in terms of legitimate, viable, significant candidates, it's probably going to be Tito and Marty Walsh, which means it'll be a short campaign given there won't be a preliminary election.
Former Boston City Council President Larry DeCara, attorney in the city and longtime WBUR city political analyst, thanks a lot for coming in.
Great to be here.